The self is one. But the self has infinite levels of selfhood within itself. All that appears is a manifestation of the self. Even the most inanimate object has a degree of selfhood, of consciousness, of love, the love to manifest, to be. And all of us, all that appears, the cosmos itself, the cosmos containing the universe of matter and of antimatter, the biverse that are actually one, all exist within the heart and the mind of God. We are nowhere else but there. And the heart and the mind of God is equally within each one of us. Do you feel the presence of that Supreme Self shining within you as yourself? The human level of consciousness has a spectrum. And there are several levels of selfhood within the ego, several levels within the soul, and even within the Godhead itself. There is the Holy Spirit, there is Shakti, the Divine Mother, and there is Shiva, the Supreme Father. They are different, but they are the same. And the triad is produced out of the dyad, and the dyad is the manifestation of non-duality appearing as two in order for there to be polarities that create the energy of love. Just like a battery has a negative and a positive head that must meet, and then the circuit of energy flows. So the Shakti flows because of the duality, but only because that duality is really non-duality. Because love is union, is oneness. And it's the paradox of oneness and duality at every level that creates the energy that produces the apparent movement of the world in time. And in the antimatter universe, which exists in the same space but a different time, we are now at the moment when both clocks are reaching the same midnight. And the two will be in the same space and the same time, which will bring us into timelessness. And so this is the moment of the great revelation, the great redemption, the great withdrawal into the emptiness of non-manifestation, and the moment of the fullness of the return to God in absolute consciousness, from which a new dream of beauty, of joy, of love, will be manifested out of that infinite love that is the self. And so all is good, all is perfect, all is blessing. But our function now is to be at the highest level of our selfhood, no longer in the lower limited levels of selfhood identified with a mortal body, because the whole cosmos is the body of God. The cosmos is therefore your body. This is the Mahasutratma. But because the self is ultimately bodiless, that body, like every other body, will withdraw into its unmanifest essence. Energy is returning to essence. Shakti is returning into union with Shiva. At every level, the dyad is becoming unified. And so, because that essence of the God Self is within you, you are being moved by the will of God in every moment. You are being dreamed by God. You are being lived by the will of God. You are nothing other than that. And therefore you are nothing other than God's essence, which is infinite love, blissful love, and intelligence, chit, wisdom. And when wisdom and love combine into one, there is power. And that power is the power to heal, the power to make whole, the power to realize unity, the power to transform the dream field into its self-recognition as the mind and heart of God. And this is the function of those humans who are attuned to that level of the supreme selfhood, that the will of God will work through your mind, your love, your body, your will, which will be God's will, and will function in magical and miraculous ways. But only when there is no longer any trace of separation, no longer a trace of duality or differential between your consciousness and the supreme consciousness of the one self. So whatever boundaries, whatever separation, whatever membranes of forgetfulness, whatever veils you have installed to keep you separate from God, it is our duty now to remove them. That is the practice of Satyoga. To remove the veils. This is God's command and God's will, so that no illusion of separation will remain, no illusion of duality, no illusion of mortality. And and no trace of the ego mind and its patterns and algorithms of thought and desire and fear. None of that will remain when you have achieved the realization of who you are. At the highest level of your being, and it is this level that all the other levels are now being withdrawn back into, just as the cosmos itself is being drawn back into the Absolute. As if the spider is withdrawing its web back into itself. This is the Nivritti wave that is returning us to that moment of destruction and creation that are simultaneous. The end and the beginning. And we are very close to that ultimate auspicious moment. And it is the function of satyogis to usher in that moment and prepare the world for that moment by filling the morphogenic field with that information and that vibrational frequency of love. So that no one suffers, no one is in fear, no one is lost, but all will be able to attune to that master frequency from which our being derives. And so this is our mission, our task, to emanate that vibrational frequency that can only manifest when the mind has become completely still, when there are no longer any obstructing thoughts of the ego. The ego mind must be dead for the mind of God to become fully alive and manifest in power to transform the noosphere so that every consciousness will be illumined by the presence of God. And it is this function that completes our service and ends all karmic debt and brings us to that level of readiness to graduate to the supreme level of consciousness forever. This attainment is open to all. But it is open to all who are willing to open their hearts to the all. And to become one with the all, and to let go of the particularity of one single node of that infinite network of consciousness, and to realize the whole as the body of the self, not one body within the whole, but all. And it is that supreme I that governs all others, that if one is loyal to that I, the power of God will be given to overcome all obstacles. But this means you surrender voluntarily, your entire heart, mind, will, body, life, everything, all that you are, all that you have, all that you will ever be, all that is to God, and nothing remains other than God as I. It is this that takes the great courage, the great wisdom, and the great love. And now is the moment in which every soul is being tested on the scales of your willingness to surrender all. And when you do, you will be lighter than that proverbial feather and be able to fly into the sky of God consciousness with ultimate bliss for having gained victory over Maya. May all of you, may all whose hearts are open accept the challenge and the blessing and the honor and the privilege and the divine right to attain your supreme royalty, immortality, and eternal, luminous, blissful realization of the supreme authority. It is that power to be and to dream to love and to be loved at the highest level of being that is the great gift of grace, to know yourself as the union of Shiva and Shakti, to know yourself as that most blissful love that is the wholeness of the real. This alone can bring peace to the heart, because this is that for which every heart yearns. May you find the satisfaction and contentment of having completed the journey of your spirit to its final abode, and to realize that now is the moment for that to be your reality. May you know the peace that comes of surrendering your ego complex with all of its fragments ego, superego, fantasies, desires, censor. And all of the attitudes, beliefs, paradigms, and signifiers of the conscious mind. When you surrender all of that to God and burn it in the fire of love and become egoless, then you will know the soul's consciousness. And the soul then will know the peace of surrendering its own separation from the Holy Spirit and all of its thread, its sutratma of many lifetimes, will be summed up in the realization of all the wisdom that has been gained and its purpose of overcoming all separation and duality. And may you know then the supreme peace of the realization of the union of the goddess and the God self, the energy and the essence of the timeless absolute presence, the light and awareness that you are. And may this union be consummated here and now in the ultimate revelation of the unmanifest, blissful, eternal totality of selfhood that is inconceivable to any lower level of itself, and to abide as the great mystery of the supreme real. May you know that by being that, and know that that is the greatest gift, because it is immediately shared by all, because that supreme oneness is all-inclusive, all-pervasive, and all-loving. And may that all-powerful selfhood be realized as I.